You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. So I want to talk about something that's been coming up a lot lately. If you spend any time in the vegan space right now, you've probably heard it. People are saying veganism is not as popular as it used to be. Restaurants are closing, some vegan businesses are adding meat back to their menus, and the overall vibe feels very different than it did a few years ago. On the surface, it could feel like something is going wrong, but I think we're missing a lot of the context in this conversation. I want to zoom out for a minute and look at what actually happened, because without that bigger picture, it's easy to draw the wrong conclusions. I've been deeply involved in the vegan community since about 2013, and what I saw between roughly 2017 and 2019 was something we had never experienced before. It wasn't a slow, quiet rise. It was an explosion. Around that time, major publications were calling 2019 the year of the vegan, and a huge reason for that wasn't restaurants or influencers. It was documentaries. We had Cowspiracy, we had What the Health, we had The Game Changers. Those three films became lightning rods for the movement. They sparked conversations everywhere, at work, at family dinners, on social media, at the gym, in doctor's offices. Suddenly, people who had never thought about veganism were talking about it seriously. And here's something we don't talk about enough. Those documentaries didn't just create curiosity, they created urgency. People watched them and said, "I need to do this now." And that brought in a massive wave of new people, not just vegans, but flexitarians, plant-based eaters, people experimenting, people trying it out because it felt exciting, new, and culturally relevant. A lot of people adopted the label quickly without having gone through the longer personal journey to get there. And that matters. Because for many, it wasn't rooted in a deep why yet. It wasn't anchored to ethics or identity. It was closer to, this feels like the next big thing, let me see if I can do it. And for a while, that worked. There was this cycle. People would try veganism for a year or two, some would fall off, then another documentary would come out and refill the pipeline with fresh energy and new faces. And even though the core vegan population has always been relatively small, you had this constant inflow of people orbiting the lifestyle. Then 2020 happened. COVID changed everything. Suddenly, community disappeared, restaurants shut down, events vanished, travel stopped, social reinforcement was gone. And if your motivation wasn't deeply rooted yet, it became much harder to sustain. You weren't bumping into vegan coworkers, you weren't going to festivals, you weren't discovering new restaurants, you weren't sharing meals with friends. And at the same time, many vegan businesses didn't fail because of a lack of interest. They failed because foot traffic disappeared overnight. So what we're seeing now isn't a collapse of veganism. It's the aftermath of a massive interruption at a critical growth moment. We never really recovered that momentum. And here's the other piece that's missing right now. We don't have a current lightning rod. There's nothing creating that universal water cooler conversation around veganism the way those documentaries did. Yes, there have been some releases on streaming platforms, but nothing that cut through the culture the same way. Nothing that felt unavoidable. And I don't even know if the next catalyst will be a documentary. The media landscape is completely different now. Movies aren't doing what they used to do. Attention is fragmented. Algorithms control visibility. So the real question becomes, what's next? What's the thing that tips the scales again? So here's a real question. What's next? Historically, the shifts come from these groundbreaking once in a lifetime, or maybe three times, four, five times in a lifetime things. But what we can do as a community is focus on what we can do to support the next time one of those shifts happen. And that's providing support through community. Real people, real stories, real meals, real lives. Showing what this looks like day to day. Showing that it's manageable, that it's social, that it's not extreme, that you can cook at home, that there are more options than people realize, that you don't have to be perfect to participate. Because even if veganism becomes trendy again, even if it becomes a fad again, that's not a bad thing. A fad creates an opening. And inside that opening is an opportunity to help people develop deeper reasons, ethical reasons, sustainable reasons, identity level reasons. But that only happens when people feel supported, not judged. So is veganism as strong as it used to be? No. But nothing ever is. Everything moves in cycles. There are peaks and there are valleys. And the valley isn't failure. The valley is a regrouping moment. It's where you take stock of what worked, what didn't, and what you can no longer rely on. Because relying solely on documentaries and celebrity endorsements is not a long-term growth strategy. It never was. This moment is an invitation to build something more resilient, and that's what we're doing here. Whether you're a pre-vegan, a long-time vegan, a nonprofit leader, an entrepreneur, a content creator, or someone just curious, our goal is simple. To make this lifestyle more accessible, more human, more sustainable, and more connected. We're here to support you. We're here to experiment. We're here to listen. And we're here to keep pushing forward, even when the spotlight moves somewhere else. So thank you for being a part of this. Thank you for listening. And thank you for sticking around during the quieter moments. This is Vegans Explore, and we're just getting started. This has been Sean A. Russell, founder of Vegans Explore, and we'll catch you in the next episode.